Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Everybody has a story. 720 WGN. I feel bad for those Georgia fans. Did you watch that game last night, Kevin?
Because it was fun to trash talk my brother and his wife. They live down in Georgia, so.
Oh, it kills them. Georgia fans are such diehards.
Oh, yeah.
They thought they had that in the bag. Hey, this also came to mind. Aren't you going to the Masters this year?
I am. Yes, it's going to be. I'll be with my brothers and my dad. He was kind of on the fence about coming. We're like, come on, Dad.
Yeah.
When's the next chance they're going to have at the Masters? So we're going to go. We're going for the Wednesday practice round, which is great. They also have the par 3 tournament that day too. So
that's the day you want to go. A lot of people think they want to go for the final round, but the practice round. It's really where things happen.
I'm serious. I think I'm like almost looking forward to it more because it's a little more. You can kind of just walk around at your own pace and just see the grounds. You're still going to see all the golfers and all that. So, yeah, after my older brother had won the lottery to purchase the tickets, my younger brother, in a matter of about 10 minutes, found a little Airbnb right near Augusta that we booked. So
nice.
I can't wait. Yeah, so we're going to go in on Tuesday, go Wednesday, and I'll be back Thursday at some point. So in and out.
That's so fun. I'm excited for you. That's it. That's been your bucket list, and you get to have one of those sandwiches.
Yeah, I'm going to try to eat everything on the menu. I'll have a full report when I get back.
All right. What's your story today, Mary?
Oh, it's What's With time, isn't it, Friday?
What's with that?
Oh, man. So this is not a big deal to some people, but I've been doing a lot of puzzles lately. I don't know. I just kind of I'm getting in a puzzle thing.
You mean jigsaw puzzles or like word puzzles?
Jigsaw
or?
Puzzles.
Okay.
So actual jigsaw. So what is with the puzzle pieces? So I've been doing these puzzles, and I know I'm getting older, you know, having a birthday and everything. I got to wear my glasses now.
Could you tell us how old?
But the pieces just seem too, be quiet, Steve, too similarly cut in some instances, and you can't tell the difference between some of these pieces and if they are actually the right one. It's driving me crazy. I just did a puzzle the other day with it was like a Bears theme, which was driving me crazy anyway.
How many pieces?
Because it was a 500. I don't do thousands anymore. It's too much.
Yeah.
I don't have the patience for those. But so I had to look it up. And they say there's a cutting technique called a ribbon cut, where the pieces are cut in a repetitive grid pattern, creating similar shapes across the puzzle, which can seem that many of these pieces look alike. So apparently they really don't, but they call some of these pieces, and they do the edges a little bit, tiny bit differently, called innies and outies. I'm like, what is this? Belly button? I mean, I don't know. It was driving me nuts, so I had to look it up. Apparently it is true in some instances. I just think they're making them even more difficult than they ever have been. But
try a 50-piece.
No, I know. I got to go back to the ones my kids do, the big wooden puzzles with the 10 pieces.
Right.
So what's with the puzzle pieces?
There's usually a puzzle going on here at the station next to the free table.
Yeah, next to the free table.
What happened to that?
What's with the puzzle?
Yeah.
I don't even know who works on it, but somebody starts it and then people chip in.
You know what it is? It's the overnight people, engineers.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's the only thing that would bring salespeople in, too.
Yeah, and you can't be over there working on it. You know, people would catch you.
Yeah, but it slowly progresses. I rarely contribute, but you walk by throughout the week, and the next thing you know, it's a I wonder where the finished puzzle goes.
Right.
Oh, I borrowed one once, and I got in trouble because I didn't bring it back in time. Yeah, I brought it up to the cabin, and it was a whole thing.
Possession really means nothing to you, does it?
I brought it back.
I mean,
it wasn't like we have a library card
going. It was on the free table.
I give you a book.
I asked permission.
Your daughter-in-law takes it.
I asked permission with the puzzle. I did.
Okay.
I took it. Steve, you are extremely annoying today. Can I just
somebody,
say that?
Somebody said they cleaned out their closets and they want to know if they can come dump it on the free table.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah, go ahead.
I tell you, we're in radio. We'll take it.
What's your story today, Steve?
Oh, well, today is one of those days that I didn't think ever would exist because people are so anti-straw now, right? It's National Drinking Straw Day.
Oh.
Does that make you drunker?
Can we
drink it out of a straw?
We know it was more like a push for environmentally friendly and all that stuff, but the paper straws, bad idea. They
taste terrible.
And they like
they disintegrate.
Disintegrate. You're having a frozen margarita with one halfway through the drink. It's just a complete mess.
I try having a bourbon.
Sorry, Steve. I just had to get that thought off. I wanted to do a what's with paper straw segment.
Okay, so can I get back to
yes,
my...
sorry.
I'll do it next week.
So it's been a day since 1888. That's when Marvin Stone received the patent for the paper drinking straw. Since then, a variety have been used. I mean, we're old enough, Lisa, to remember when the flexible bendy straw came into effect.
Oh, the kids loved them in the juice
box. But the straw goes back to 3000 BC.
What?
The Sumerians used to use the first drinking straws, and they would use them for drinking beer. And the coolest thing is, because of the fermentation and stuff, they used the straws so they wouldn't have to suck in the floaties in the beer.
Wow.
Yeah, don't you love that?
I thought it was because they didn't have any teeth.
No, it says they used the straws to avoid the solid byproducts of fermentation that would have sunk to the bottom.
Yuck.
So instead of tipping your glass up and, you know, getting all those chunks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when did people start using them to snort cocaine?
That was 1972.
That's kind of what I thought about that era.
Yeah. And the first straw found was a gold tube inlaid with precious blue stone. The Argentines used one as well. They called it a bombilla.
So, you know, you could go to that if you hate paper straws, because honestly, those plastic straws are killing our oceans.
I know, but the paper straws need some work, you know?
Yeah.
And the solid, the metal straws, no can do. No.
Somebody said you get drunker and drunker if you drink through a straw. It's a true story. That's according to someone in the 773 area.
Like those beer helmets?
I love that.
I think you got to be drunk to put one of those on.
I think so.
Beer bongs.
Yeah.
What's your story, Kevin?
It's the year of the snake in 2025. Chinese zodiac predictions for 2025. The snake brings wisdom, transformation, calmness, and creativity. Did you guys know that?
I did not.
Chinese New Year starts January 29th, and I didn't realize that I was born in a snake year, 1989.
Wow.
In addition to the snake characteristics mentioned earlier, those born in these years can seem mysterious and are often talented individuals or deep thinkers. What do you think about that, Steve?
Well, I just think that you told us how old you are.
35, Steve. This is a year in which the snakes can turn around any bad luck and consider big life changes, such as buying a house. I already did that. Having a child. I already did that. Starting a business. Maybe I'll start a business in 2025.
Yeah, a straw business.
I'll start a straw business. It's all coming together.
Right.
I guess my lucky colors this year are black, red, and yellow.
That's not.
That's
you.
The bulls with an
with
infection.
A little bit of yellow. 2, 8, and 9 are my numbers.
Cirrhosis eyes.
I read my horoscope today. For some reason, it said I'm going into a really good 19-year cycle. I'm like, 19 years?
Nice. What are you, cicada?
That's a good run.
We'll be dead.
I know. That's what I thought.
Aren't we both? You're Aquarius, right?
Yeah. And I looked up Year of the Tiger. That was, I would guess I was born in Year of the Tiger.
So that was me. Oh, the year. Okay.
Don't they recycle the animals?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I don't know
how
this works.
Every 12 years, I guess it is.
Oh, I do know that the coldest day of the year will be the day that they have the Chinese New Year parade in Chinatown, because every year I want to go and every year it's below zero.
Late January.
Always. Always.
Have you never been?
I've never been. I want to see. I want to see the big dragons and stuff.
When is
it's the coolest thing I've ever seen in Chicago.
Well, the Chinese New Year starts January 29th. So
it'll probably be that weekend then. Probably
of your
February
birthday.
1st. Yeah, birthday weekend.
Yeah,
so yeah.
Let's go.
Well, if it's not below zero, I will go. So you've gone, Steve, and you said it's really cool?
I just went one time, with the kids.
Hmm. Okay. I went to Chinatown one time with the kids, and they wanted to buy a turtle in the window, and I told them what the turtle really was for. This is not a pet store.
This is lunch.
Steve's news is coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.